rather be a hammer than a nail.
Are we on YouTube, Ron?
That was live.
He just has to click all out.
I'd rather be a hammer.
Yeah, we don't want to be like sitting here like idiots not knowing we're on.
Welcome.
We on?
I'll give you that.
All right, I guess I'm live back with Beck Lover. Good to see you.
Jake Shields, good to see you again, my man. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
A lot been going on since we last streamed, man. It feels like
stuff is moving so
not even
quick.
That long ago, but yeah. It feels like years because the world we're living in, there's so much going on that it's hard even for the most awake people to everything that's going on to even stay on top of it.
There's like a big event and like a day later, like remember this, the Trump assassination, for example. I did a video the next day and I was thinking about doing a second and I'm like, no one even cares. I mean, that might not have been a real assassination attempt, but it just shows you how, like, typically an assassination attempt on the president would have been a big deal, but this one was just so irrelevant. But
what is that? What is that? That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
It was just so bizarre, right? It was like, it was also an Israeli magician who was in the middle of his magic trick. When this guy comes running in, shoots, the head of the FBI, see him, he's just all like, on his phone.
Dude, it's just crazy. We live in such a time of chaos. It saddens me to see the condition of the world, the nation that we're in. I never thought as someone that was born and raised in this country that we would be facing the type of perils that we have.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I saw the meme this last week that was going viral about our generation, and that really didn't click for a second. Like people complain and stuff. Yeah. Our generation has seen more than, like, I would have to say only maybe World War I or World War II if you lived, you know, in Europe and all that stuff. Bro. Think about it. I'm just thinking about my own life. Iraq War, first one.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kosovo War for me hit very close to home. I lost a lot of family in that war. Then I was in the World Trade Center the day it got hit.
Oh, wow.
Underneath it, right? Then the whole Afghan and all those wars start. Then the Great Recession happens, right? But we still haven't felt the full effect of that, right? All they did was print their way out of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's one coming. I don't want to black belt too much. I want to get some positives in a few minutes. But we were talking about the way over this debt. People don't understand that it's not payable. They're printing their way out of it. And eventually, the interest on the debt is going to become too much.
It's already getting there. We're over $1 trillion a year. Do you understand what you could do with $1 trillion?
No, we've hit a point where it can't be paid off.
You got to admit, the Muslims are right about one thing.
Usury?
Interest is evil. I mean, Christians are are not supposed to be using interest, right?
It's evil.
It's criminal.
Because it puts people forever in debt. It's the whole debt.
It's disgusting.
But the country's in debt and the people in debt. I think the average person's like $50,000, $60,000 in debt. The average tax, if you look at just the tax burden, the average taxpayer is $250,000 in debt with interest. That can't be paid
30,
off.
30% interest rates on a credit card. And then people would say, well, you shouldn't use it. Mm. Well, maybe if we didn't have inflation, people wouldn't need to use their credit cards. The greatest, the greatest factor of inflation is we keep printing more and more money, and fueling trillions of dollars for the destruction of civilization, nothing for the reconstruction of America. A lot of people, listen, it aged well. A lot of people were like, well, you kind of supported Trump the first term and this. I said, because on the outset of it, I never believed we had a vote anyway. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And I've said this called many, many times. You have the choice between Coke or Pepsi. We talk about how we have free elections. If we had free elections, then why does it take billions of dollars to run and win? That's not a free election.
Yeah. You can't win without, like, I was thinking about running a small level, and like first the guy is like, oh, you need to get $1 million of your own money first to just start the campaign.
But it's a free election.
Yeah. But I got to throw $1 million up just to even get him to, like, help my campaign.
You know how we should run elections in the U.S.? It should be like American
Public
Idol.
Funded?
No, it should be like American Idol. It should be like American Idol.
We go like on a TV show.
We get a bunch of liberals on the left, a bunch of, like, equal amount of liberals and conservatives, to be fair.
Yeah.
They're the panel, like Simon Cowell, Paul Abdul, like instead of them being the judges, we get a couple from each side. And then anyone that wants to run gets online.
It would be better than our current system.
It should be filmed live. And then America gets to vote who makes it to the next round.
This would be so much better than what we have as the white
It would
part.
Be entertaining, a little bit more transparent. Mm-hmm. And, anyone should be able to run for office.
Yes.
Well, everyone should have the equal exposure, microphone, a chance to speak.
Yeah.
It's not a fair and free election if you need billions of dollars to run.
It was Trump versus Biden. Is that like a joke? These are the two best people. And then it was Kamala Harris versus Trump. Like, these are the two best, brightest Americans.
Look what happened to Massey, bro.
That was
terrible.
That's
what he needs to look what happened to Massey.
Because he exposed the Epstein files. And what do? They punish him. say, oh, you want to, and they never release the Epstein files. It shows, you know, people that are running the, but you know, what can we do positive? It's easy to black pill and be like, damn, this is the country's not
one minute,
good.
This virus, this thing might come, Ebola, you know, there's so much going on. There's so much noise. And we live in a time of great deception.
Yeah.
Great deception. And to be honest with you, the average Joe Schmo doesn't even know which way to look or turn. And most people, in my opinion, have become ostriches. Mm-hmm. It's too painful to face reality. It's too painful to think about the reality of what's happened in our nation and across the globe for so long. Mm. Yes, a lot of people have woken up during this great awakening, but we don't have a lot of time. What we are in a race against is, as people are waking up, because they need these same tools, right? So for right now, there's duality, right? There's a little bit of free speech left, not much longer.
But they're trying to close it in. Like they already have in Europe, people are getting arrested for Facebook posts in Europe. This
is insane to me. Insane. So we're in a race of how many people can wake up before they implement their total technological technocracy that will take over the entire world. That's what's going on.
Right? No, I mean, that's my same concern is people like, oh, they can't do it, but they can because now they have AI and drones. That's where it gets scary.
It's terrifying stuff. And I was watching some of the footage from the Ukraine war, like a guy hiding in the middle of the woods, like buried his head in the sand, and that drone just finds him and takes him out. You know? Like so imagine if millions and millions of these are deployed across the globe.
And they can base you off your kill score because Palantir, they probably have kill scores, all of us, almost certainly, but they admit they do that in Palestine. And if your kill score is too high, they send a drone to get you. They'll just hit the whole building.
That's great.
Which, you know, it doesn't matter how many people in the building. Like, oh, someone with a high kill score is in there, they'll smash a drone into
really
the whole building.
What made me sad was, you know, as an Albanian, my family, you know, lost their lives in the Kosovo War. And the Albanians, we saved all of our Jewish refugees during the Holocaust. They just did a $1.6 billion weapons deal for drone technology between the government of Israel and Serbia.
Are you even surprised at this point?
All I know is my people did not turn their backs on them. My grandmother's two brothers were hung by the SS in northern Albania. And it wasn't over, like, I don't think it was over ideology. I think it was because someone made up rumors about my great uncles. Yeah. So, because the Nazis weren't really wiping out the Albanians, but they did occupy us.
Yeah, they occupied it, but they weren't like
It wasn't people. Like the systematic, like, let's wipe them out. But I guess I don't know the whole story. I gotta really ask my great uncle. But yeah, they were, you know, eliminated by the SS, 16, 18 years old. But I just found it, first of all, as an American, if we have all this money to fund their wars and they have money to sell $1.6 billion in weapons, why are we still funding it? That's number one. Number two, why would they fund an ally that's traditionally aligned with Russia over NATO countries?
Yeah, none of it ever makes sense when you start looking at who's funding who.
Why do they need $1.6 billion in drone technology with a country that has always been aligned with Russia?
It's almost like they just
again, I'm not getting into whether it's right or wrong. To me, that makes no sense as an American. Leave my ethnic background out of it. That just makes no sense to me.
But I think they just want war. That's the conclusion I'm coming to. Like, say,
well,
like,
what I'm scared of is they may be gearing up the Balkans for another conflict because, unfortunately, the people of the Balkans need to wake up. The Albanians, the Serbians, the Greeks, they need to wake up. They prey on these, you know, our histories of having conflict because we've, you know, all been back and forth in that region and it's been very bloody there for since Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
But if we really peel the onion back and look at how a lot of the leaders have gotten into power, who they're really aligned with, who funds the elections over there, the pride parades over there, they're going to find out very quickly that they are using our ethnic strife as a way to divide all the people of the Balkans and use it, in my opinion, as a place that they can flare up a conflict very quickly to distract from what might be going over in other parts of the world.
They flare up these ethnic conflicts. With the Albanians, who are they fighting?
Traditionally, we've had problems with the Serbs.
That was recent. Wasn't that a long time ago?
It's gone back and forth, but leaving all that aside, and I lost family, leaving that all aside, I think the youth are waking up of all those countries, and they're realizing there's a game being played with all of us.
We're being played against each other.
Okay, because what's happening is we're all losing our culture. We're all losing our identity. So all these things that we supposedly fought one another over throughout the centuries, it's not going to matter anyway. Mm-hmm. And if all these nations get incorporated into the EU or whatever they decide to create, right, everything you thought you were fighting for doesn't matter anyway. So the bigger threat to all of these nations is not one another. It's globalism.
100% agree. They don't want us to be individuals. They want to just push us, get rid of different ethnicities, religions, like communism.
EU
they attacked religion.
Didn't help Greece.
bankrupt them.
Destroyed them. You know, they were doing better with the drachma when they had their own currency. So, you know, to me, it's like, if you give up your sovereignty, then what the hell are you concerned about Albanians or Serbians? You're losing your sovereignty de facto by being a part of the global system. Mm-hmm. Everything that made you what you are, and let's be real, you know, the weaponization of music and movies and film, if you look at the youth around the world, most of them have are even losing their cultural identity. We're becoming mm-hmm. one big blob of the same garbage, listening to the same type of music, just a different language, pushing the same filth, breaking down the last remaining societies that have conservative culture, meaning wife, husband, children, because that's mm-hmm. what conservative means to me. I believe in God, man, woman, children. Yeah. That's to me, in essence, traditional family. The last pockets on the earth, because they focused on the big countries first.
Yeah.
Now they got America, time for places Europe, like Albania and Kosovo and Serbia to push this pill.
Yeah, once they take America, everything. Because everyone watches our music, our movies. So the most important, America, that's why we can't fall. We're the most important beacon around the world.
I don't see how at this point we don't.
Yeah, it's not looking too good. You know, they really infiltrated.
And I'd like to be a voice of reason and hope. I really pray to God the American people wake up.
I think
we've had enough war, man. How many people have to die, bro? How many more people have to die? How many more of our armed services people? My cousin's in the Navy right now, dude. Girl.
Getting sent to Iran.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. My older cousin did 2 tours in Fallujah. Okay? Lost a lot of his friends. That was the bloodiest battle of Iraq. Mm-hmm. And I was just at the honor. They had like a little get together. Him and it was like 100 Marines. They did it in Dallas for the 250th anniversary of the Marines. But I was talking to all of them. They were like, man, I wish I never went. So they were, imagine every last one of them. I purposely went to just speak to these, and I listen, as an American, I thank them because whether they understood the politics or not, that's one thing.
Yeah.
I thank them for risking their life, for them thinking that it's for the best interest of the American people.
Right? I respect that. Even though I don't support the war, I can respect that.
Right? But remember, their intention, my cousin's intention wasn't to go to Iraq and fight. His intention was, he's thinking they're going to overthrow Saddam. We're going to bring these people freedom. He's fed whatever he's fed. Mm-hmm. And that's not what happened. Right? And the same thing in Afghanistan. Right? As someone that was in the World Trade Center, we're going to take out the Taliban. We paid them.
Yeah.
We sent our men and women over there. We left in the most embarrassing way ever.
We put opium fields back. But
total loss. Total loss morale-wise. Corporations made out like bandits.
Yes. But Osama bin Laden wasn't even there.
Our veterans. Bro, my heart aches for them, dude. And I see people wishing bad on them. But they shouldn't be.
They were serving our country.
They're thinking, you got to understand. I understand you're upset about these conflicts and people losing their lives. Okay? But they were thinking that they're literally going there to bring people freedom and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And they were used, bro.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know.
My heart aches for them, bro. Like, I love our men and women in armed forces. Like, that's what it means to me. Like, these are people who love America so much that they're willing to risk their life. But that's why their lives are so precious. They shouldn't just be used for, in my opinion, corporate interests.
Do you think it's going to be hard for them to keep getting new people to the military? It seems like the young people are waking up being like, why would I want to go fight a war?
I think Sonny's generation, Sonny Fazio, shout out to Sonny Fazio. I think his generation is like, I'd rather just go to jail. I haven't met a young person yet that says, I want to go.
Yeah, there's a few, but it seems like there's very few because I couldn't imagine. It seems like they are more awake.
I feel like they prey on people who are economically, they don't have a good outlook.
Oh, yeah, it's not the rich people going to the military.
A lot of my friends that signed up, like college wasn't really an option.
Yeah.
Things like that weren't an option. Again, there's a ton of people in my generation that they went pure just on patriotism, right? They saw the towers come down. And they were like, I'm going to go serve in this country, regardless if I agree with the official story or not. That was their thinking.
Most people did agree with the official story at the time. It was later people started questioning it because they pushed this. You being a Muslim.
Let's go.
They pushed this Muslim hatred of like these, sand people. They went and did this. Let's go and get them. It was
brother, I had the flag out like everyone else.
Yeah, we all had American flags. Let's go get these bastards, right?
Because in my faith, to take innocent life, even on the battlefield, it's in the Holy Quran. Even on the battlefield, you will burn in hell, bro.
Yeah. Well, it's only
you can't cut trees. You can't kill cattle. You can't touch civilians. You cannot destroy places of worship. This is in the book.
Yeah. There's only one small sect of Islam that pushes this bad stuff, which is the Wahhabism. Is that how you say it?
I'm not sure.
Which is from Saudi Arabia. It's this small sect. There's a book that I just discovered by a British spy claiming it was created by him along with some Jewish elites. Some people try saying the book's not real, but there's this book, you know, outlining it.
I've never heard of that book, but
yeah, but it
sounds like interesting.
Well, I've heard the theory that they're crypto Jews, but then finding this book alleging that he helped plant it in to take down the Ottoman Empire. It's like, I'm not saying for sure this is true, but it's worth looking at. And then you see
I'm not an expert in that field.
But it's by far, would you agree most of the things people criticize about Islam comes from that sect? That's like ISIS.
I would say a lot of things that people criticize about Islam come from mostly from propaganda, mm-hmm. number one. Groups that are not Muslim pushing this nonsense, people mm-hmm. like Jake Lang, okay, people like Valentina Gomez. I think a lot of it was pushed through Hollywood and film mm-hmm. to dehumanize anyone of Arab culture or, you know, the Muslim faith, okay, mm-hmm. so that they would go along with a lot of these conflicts and to try to brainwash Christian people that Muslims still want to fight this holy war and bring on Armageddon. Mm-hmm. I have the simplest solution to end that nonsense.
What's that?
If we even just take a look at Christian history, mm-hmm. leave Islam out of it for now, just Christian history, even they didn't get along, brother. If we're going to be fair to history,
yeah,
study the 30-year war. Protestants and Catholics went at it. Catholics were treated like crap when they came to America.
That's fair.
It was a Protestant sect that was being persecuted by other Protestants mm-hmm. that fled the UK, went to, I think it was Norway at the time. I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
And then they came on the Mayflower, right? So it was even within Protestants.
There's always going to be conflict.
So what I'm saying is, and I'm not saying this in a negative light, what I'm mm-hmm. trying to say is, if we look in the mirror, Christianity up until now, they didn't get along in their own sects, right? Yeah. That's a fact. But the reason they get along now is because they become so secular. Mm-hmm. They're mostly agnostic, in my opinion.
Yeah, most Christians
they're agnostic. Really, they might celebrate Christmas. True. They might celebrate Easter. You're not, you know, maybe with the exception of the South, most of them are not going to church every Sunday.
No, it's true. Most Christians I know aren't really actually following.
So it's not because if they were,
most Muslims I know are.
Yeah. So
or at least closer.
And what I'm saying, I'm not saying this to put them down. What I'm saying is the reason why there's this perception that all Christianity is under one umbrella. It's because most of them don't really follow the way two generations used to follow.
No, it's true.
So did Sunni and Shia have problems? Absolutely.
I'm not denying that. They have big problems.
Yeah, I'm not denying that. And there's been violence between
the two. They kill each other a lot more than they kill Christians, by the way. Way more.
Yeah, so I'm not hiding that. Because people want to gaslight. They take clips out.
No, that's people do.
I have the utmost respect for the Christian community. I want America to be a Christian nation. When I say that, Muslims get mad, but they don't get what I mean by that. What I mean by that is I know if Christians are following the rules of the Bible, the rules of Christianity, the rules of the Old Testament, certain things wouldn't even be allowed in this country.
Yeah, because if people look at it, the faiths are very similar, as a lot of people don't understand. Like, I'm not anti-Muslims. People think that means I want to bring a bunch
certain
of
lifestyles would be an abomination. They wouldn't be promoted. So that's what I mean by when I say
I wish that
Americans were following Christianity more, because to me, I have no problem living under Christian rule if they're actually mm-hmm. following the teachings of the Bible and the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So where am I going with all this? It's very easy for me on how we can bring Christians and Muslims together. Mm-hmm. It's both recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Yes, Christians believe he's divine. Mm-hmm. Muslims say he's only a prophet. Right?
Yeah.
Peace be upon him. If we both believe that he's, you know, in one shape or form, sent by the divine to guide humanity and towards the end of time, save humanity, right? Because mm-hmm. both Muslims and Christians believe towards the end of time, he will return when the world is at its lowest point, like chaos, right? So Antichrist is in power, right? A being claiming to be God takes over the whole world. The world mm-hmm. is in a mass, you know, the most tyrannical force the world has ever seen, right? If we both believe that he is the Messiah, meaning the anointed mm-hmm. one, that's what the word Masih means, chosen.
Yeah.
Leaving whether, because remember, Catholics believe Son of God, Protestants say, no, he is God in the human flesh. Right? So mm-hmm. they had their differences. They killed each other. Millions of people died in Europe because of this, right? What I'm saying is, how I would ask the Christian to view the Muslim is a different sect of Christianity. You don't have beef with any other Christian mm-hmm. sects. They did throughout history. And they seem to have a short memory. What I'm saying is, if we both respect the man, peace be upon him.
Yeah.
We believe his mother was a virgin. She's the most important woman in the faith. She has her own chapter. We're not allowed to curse them or none of that stuff.
Yeah, right? Not even going to say what another people think she is. It's just such so disgusting. So, you won't even say it.
So what I'm saying is, like, to me, if we both believe he's going to come back towards the end of time, then why don't we wait for the master to come back? And when he comes back, he can say, you're right, you're wrong. And so then we should be looking at what's morally unacceptable to both the Christian and the Muslim.
So Muslims also believe Jesus is going to come back?
Yes, they do.
That's so interesting. I didn't know that.
He was born from the Virgin Mary. We believe in his miracles. But instead of saying that he did those miracles because he was God, we believe he did those miracles the same way God gave Moses the power, the same way God gave Abraham the power to walk out of a burning fire.
He wasn't
fire.
Actually God, God. He was
that's a, the
he
only
was, he was an actor of God.
But there was also many Christian sects of ancient times.
The Gnostics.
The Ebionites.
Yeah, I was just researching them.
There's other groups of Christianity. If I'm not mistaken, the Unitarians, they don't believe he's God.
They cut these out of the Bible, though, but they're supposed to be in the Bible, the Gnostic. There's a lot of Gnostic.
So there's other sects also that view Christ in different ways. To me, it's like, why can't we look at what we share in common? We have more in common than we don't.
Way more. You both love Jesus, both believe in God or Allah.
Okay, I'm not saying believe what we believe.
Yeah,
but even within Christianity, none of you always believe what each other believe. Is what I'm saying. It's very simple, man.
Something I found interesting. I found more Muslims want to align, at least in America, maybe because Christian country, they want to like have an alliance with the Christians, and a lot of Christians don't. And like you said, you're not saying you want to be the same religion. You're not saying you want to be an Islamic country,
brother. Let me just show you how I'm. Why I have receipts. Mm-hmm. I had a family friend of mine just go to he's Protestant. Mm-hmm. He went to a Catholic wedding. Mm-hmm. Okay. And during the ceremony, they did the communion, right, mm-hmm. the Eucharist. And the priest said it flat out, right, if you're not Catholic, you can't come and receive this communion.
Yeah.
Okay? So they clearly don't accept each other spiritually, right?
Yeah.
Same belief, same rituals. So a Protestant can't walk up there. And if he tells the priest that he's Protestant, he's not supposed to take the Eucharist from the Catholic priest. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I've heard this in ceremonies before, right? Cool.
You're not trying to do that.
No, I'm not saying it to fuel division mm-hmm. between those two sects. What I'm trying to say is they seem to have put their differences aside. You mm-hmm. could go to a Catholic wedding, a Protestant wedding. Cool. Right? Why can't you just look at Islam as a different sect? We believe in almost everything except the divinity of Christ.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand mm-hmm. that's the difference between heaven or hell.
Yeah,
right? It's a choice that
it's not the same religion. Yeah, but don't
to me, if I don't accept him and Christianity is right, I'm going to pay the heaviest price there is today.
But you don't believe
I'm
going to
burn
in
hell. I'm going to go to purgatory if I'm lucky. Mm. Purgatory, right?
You don't believe his mom's. I'm not even going to say it.
No,
you know,
no,
like these other people.
We can never say that. But we say peace be upon her, bro.
Exactly.
Every time we mention the Virgin Mary's name,
I've noticed that with Muslims. They always say that.
And then cry. And any of the prophets.
Yeah, that's how I've noticed that.
John the Baptist, bro. John the Baptist is in the Bible. I'm in the Quran, bro.
I get attacked because I'm like pro. I'm a rare situation where I'm pro Islam and pro Christianity. But I like you. Listen, I view
I'm
them
not
very
rooting for the destruction of Christianity. There's been some times where certain Christians have been very disrespectful to me, and I've responded and I've regretted it because
yeah,
I shouldn't stoop to
their
level.
Yeah, it can happen to all of us.
Yeah, I shouldn't stoop to their level.
Guys like Jake Lang, or
is he even a Christian, bro? In my opinion, he's not.
Yeah.
In my opinion, he's not.
He's born of the tiny hats, but he brings crosses and burns the Quran.
And he doesn't have a real father.
You guys handled that well, though, or not you, the mosque. He did it in front of a mosque, but you guys went there,
yeah,
too.
Look at what happened in San Diego, bro. Guy lost his life, bro. I would have felt the same whether it was a church, a synagogue, or a mosque.
Oh,
anywhere there's an
shooting. What happened? The guy shot up a shooting?
He stopped. Okay, and look at the double standards when it comes to Muslims. They did it in the name of Christianity.
Damn.
Okay? I don't view those two young boys that went into the mosque. I don't consider them Christian.
Yeah.
Okay? No more than I consider someone that calls himself a Muslim taking out civilian life.
That's actually fair because no one really talked about that terrorist attack.
But they didn't call them. What did they not call them?
They didn't even call them terrorists.
Not even terrorists. Not Christian terrorists. They didn't call the migrants coming from South America Latino migrants mm-hmm. or Mexican migrants or even Catholic migrants, which mm-hmm. is what the majority of the people that came across the open border were. Mm-hmm. Yet in Europe, where they want to vilify the very refugees that they created. Yeah.
That's
you see a lot
problem.
Of Nazis.
I don't want to bring them in, but you're also bombing the country. And you're
Tommy
bringing,
Robinson.
They're different cultures, too.
Tommy Robinson is the biggest hypocrite in the world. He blocked me on X-Men.
Not surprised.
Yawenka.
He wouldn't debate me. We were supposed to debate.
I would have wiped the floor with him in a debate.
That's why he
absolutely wiped the floor in the debate room.
You know, his first
I am for
was
closed
the
borders.
People.
Closed borders.
Yeah.
I am for the sovereignty of every nation, including the UK, who, mm-hmm. by the way, never respected anybody's sovereignty.
Yeah.
Ever throughout history, mm-hmm. ever, which is why most of the problems exist in the Middle East how they made borders and countries and put that's how
you think that was done deliberately? Because people don't know they drew the borders up so retarded where they draw it up, would it be several different religious sects?
Same thing going on in Nigeria.
They didn't draw them a line.
Nigeria's issues is not religious. They keep trying to push this narrative that Muslims are trying to destroy the Christian population in Nigeria. First of all, you have over 400 ethnic different
considered complex
nations in Nigeria. Okay. And what the British did was they split the country right down the middle. Mm-hmm. They bunched all these different tiny kingdoms together.
So they don't understand. It should have been different countries.
Tiny kingdoms together. And they purposely developed one half of the country more than the other half.
Oh, wow.
What you have is a bunch of poor people dying over resources in one of the most wealthiest nations in the world. Everyone that's in what's called Nigeria should be chilling right now.
So Nigeria has really nice parts and really bad poor parts.
And it was purposely cultivated.
Do you think
the
Middle Eastern borders were purposely drawn up wrong? Because they were drawn up, it's so complex to get into, but they were drawn up.
I can start with my own people.
Yeah.
Half the problems we had was with the European powers under England, the way they created and put up the boundaries and the aftermath of the Ottoman Empire. We lost 70% of our territory. Our people were placed into five nations that are not very kind to us.
Yeah, they just came in and said, this is your land now.
You know, I think it's stupid that people kill each other over land anyway. Like, to me, it's like, when do we wake up as human beings and realize that we're all from Adam and Eve, peace be upon them? Science can't prove that wrong, by the way. Modern science says all human beings have one common ancestor.
That's very interesting.
Okay? Can't prove it wrong.
You don't think we're a fish?
We all have one common ancestor. No, I don't think we were fish.
That's so ridiculous.
I believe we were created by God. I believe we were created by an intelligent creator. With purpose. See, there's a lot of people out there. I'm not mad at atheists either, man. To me, atheists are people that wanted to believe that had their hearts broken.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was like semi-atheist for a while. I was reading all these books that turned out all these authors were in the Epstein files. They left that religion out that they were part of. They just bashed Christianity and Islam and left out Judaism, and they were all happened to be Jews.
To me, the atheists, they have a lot of logic.
Mm-hmm. Were
they out-logic their belief?
We're trying to out-logic everything, but then you start feeling, I started realizing, oh, there is a higher power.
I could prove to you in 5 minutes there's a God.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
literally 5 minutes. Like 5 minutes. Here, let me show you how simple this is. If I was to gather 10 lottery balls, number them 1 to 10, right? Mm-hmm. And I blindfold Jake Shields and I put you in a room with zero light and I randomly shake up the box.
Yeah.
And I say, Jake Shields, I need you to pull out number one first, number two second. In a row, I need you to pull out 1 to 10. What are the odds you could do something like
that? Very, very low.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
But that's just 10 numbers.
But take 10,000 to be closer to what you're, or a million to what you're talking about.
So what I tell the people that don't think there's an intelligent creator, it's very simple. In this life, Jake Shields, if you live by yourself and you leave your bed a mess, when you come home, how are you going to find your bed?
A mess.
Unless you have a wife, or
then it'll be clean.
Or unless you have a nice burglar that breaks in, steals your TV, and goes, you know what, let me fix this guy's bed. Because you and I know that bed's not going to fix itself.
No.
Because in this universe, in this creation by the intelligent creator, a merciful creator, order can only come from order.
Yeah.
Nowhere else in existence can we find things randomly coming into such precision.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
There was nothing, then it exploded into everything. That's like,
and I gave the example of 10 numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Now I did this experiment in real life. I put, you know, a box together and I had 10 numbers mixed up. And I pulled out, not that I gamble because gambling's forbidden, and this doesn't mean I haven't, you know, sinned in the past, but I'm saying, like, I know I'm not losing that money. I pulled out $500, I put it on a table, I rounded up all the young children, because sometimes people need to learn by showing instead of speaking. And I said, kids, all you gotta do is pull out number 1, 2, 3 in a row, because counting to 10, every kid thinks they're a genius.
Every kid's gonna try it.
They get on like about 3 hours, Jake. Not a single
person. Gave them as long as they could go,
because they all wanted to try, take their, it was a lot of people.
There. Yeah.
The parents, like, what was the point of this? You just got the kids riled up. All the kids were upset. I said, what I'm about to give you right now is more precious than that $500.
And you're keeping that $500.
They go, what's the point? I said, here's the point. And I'll say the same to you. Those that deny the creator, those that deny the intelligent one that gave us life, those that fail to see his design. 1 to 10, right? I'm going to give you 10,000 balls in order.
Yeah.
If that sun wasn't exactly where it is in the spectrum to this earth, if it was 1 inch further from the earth, it would be too cold. And I mean, 1 inch could be 100,000 miles in space. Space is infinite.
Yeah.
1 inch further away, me and you wouldn't be talking right now. Well, that's one ball.
How about the sun and moon being the exact same size? Oh, I finished it.
A little closer, too hot. Mm-hmm. The Earth tilted on its axis. The polar caps reflect 70% of the sun's heat, supposedly, mm-hmm. right? They're like mirrors. Seven layers of the atmosphere, the ionosphere, the stratosphere, each with their own set of principles yep. and laws. Each layer with its own distinct design to protect us. It's a protective canopy over the Earth. Trees give us what mm-hmm. we need, and we give them what they need. 1 million living species on this planet, Jake Shields. 1 million living creatures that this intelligent design, this intelligent creator made. That if you wipe out just the bees, what happens?
Everything starts.
Because it's called a what, Jake? It's called the eco-what?
System.
It's a system. Everything. And right now you're breathing in gas. Some that can hurt you, some mm-hmm. that can help you. Oxygen. And you do it without even paying attention. And it's processed in the blood and this and that. And it mm-hmm. fuels your organs. And it's called a respiratory what?
System.
It's called a respiratory system. If you ate something right now and drink that bottle of water there, in 1 hour you're going to go use the restroom because it's called a what? A digestive system. What? Nowhere else in existence.
So didn't it just randomly fall together?
Nowhere else in existence do you expect randomness and chaos to come.
Imagine
could you have ever competed in the UFC if you didn't train and prepare?
No, I've been destroyed. I've been
Would there have been any randomness to the success that you no. had or that Bryce Mitchell's going to go next? He's training. No. He's getting ready.
Because you everything can't be is successful.
Order. Better, yeah. Order, everything, even us, we have to come together as a nation. We the people, I mm-hmm. guess we forgot that declaration.
Yeah.
We the people refuse to be overtaxed and misrepresented and not represented at all. Yeah. No taxation without representation. We collectively said we had enough of this system under this king, and we're going to make try to create a nation the world's never seen before, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. So people had to come together with intention mm-hmm. and create a new order. Mm-hmm. Order can only come from order. You don't expect your bed to make itself, Jake Lang. How could something so complex?
Jake Shields, he's called Jake Lang. That's a,
I'm sorry for the insult. Sorry for the insult. My God, could I have called you a little thing, bro?
Right.
My God. Jake, that's it.
Sorry, I just had to stop this
for
a second.
That's like cursing someone's mother.
I can't believe he's calling me Jake Lang.
How old would be that?
I can't believe he's calling me Jake Lang.
Dude, my God, bro.
It's all right. I forgive you. Anyways, back to your story. I just had to stop you on that one. I couldn't let that one slide. You're like, wow, you feel
like
bad. It's all right.
We
were just talking about him, so he's in your mind. I'm going to get payback for that, though.
Thank God those scumbags' names rhyme on my mind. All right, so.
Hey, Clang.
So.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's pretty
good. I won't. It's too much to try to explain who he is, people that don't know.
But what I'm saying, brother, is I just don't know how people don't see it. So for me, it's like what's happened because of how secular the world's become. This is why even me as a Muslim, yeah, would I like people to study Islam? I made the decision mm-hmm. for myself. I chose the faith. I come from a secular family. They were actually against me,
yeah.
you know, like not in like a horrible way, but they didn't make it easy. And they were like, you know, there's like, they were more worried about people think than
they didn't want, you
whether know, or not it yeah. makes me a better person. Or
yeah.
not.
Well, sometimes you don't want to over-rationalize things. That can be the problem. You don't have to be too rational instead of sometimes you have to give it to religion. And like you've been respect, like hanging out with you, you know. Oh, do you want to pray? Like, sure, I'm with you guys. I'll pray with you. It's like, why not see what
it's
you
like,
do?
Why not stop and recognize the one that gave us life, or the reason we're breathing right now? Mm-hmm. Literally, the reason we're alive right now.
Because I didn't know non-Muslims were allowed to pray with Muslims, but then it's like, oh, I can. And Sneeko brought by the mosque too, and I was treated so good. I was like, they do, and it's like, no, you can. Like, no, you can come
to
mosque.
This narrative that, you know, we're supposed to be at war with Christians and Jews. That's not true. Mm-hmm. And they want to talk about like. Certain examples. To me, most of that stuff was political. It was kings. It was sultans. Some of the codes and the commandments were definitely not followed.
Yeah.
A lot of corruption seeps in with a lot of power. And they're still doing the same thing right now, brother. Parading around like a conservative.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in power as a conservative, yet you're not doing what conservatives would do or voting the way they would. So that's happened throughout history. So when I tell people, that's why you can't hold grudges from the past. A lot of these kings were sending people to die because they cared about mm-hmm. the trade routes
yeah.
more than they cared about Christ, and vice versa.
They used religion.
And vice versa.
Religion has been used as a propaganda tool,
yes,
but it's also been used great.
It's the religion's fault.
No, exactly.
And that's why I will never blame Christianity for what happened to my family.
And that was, I used to fall into the trap of seeing religion been bad. And like, but then I wasn't seeing where it had been good used. All the greatness, helping people, all the most beautiful buildings in the world have been built either for Islam or Christianity. Or other religions,
what
maybe
too. What greater way to create chaos on the earth than to pin the two largest Abrahamic faiths against one another? And in that battle that they are dying to make happen, the powers that be, the elite, let's call them the elite,
yeah.
in that power vacuum to take over the entire world.
Yeah. And we're not going to be, Christians and Muslims will not benefit from us going to war with each other.
I hope they don't take the bait, man.
No, I really
and
do
I say
too.
To the Muslims too,
that
do not take the bait. This is what they want, the destruction of this order for the new order that they want to usher in, which I believe will rise from the ashes post Pax Americana, post America, unfortunately. But I am rooting for this country. I am praying for this nation. I am proud to be an American. I'm proud to be what we're supposed to try to be, what I thought we were getting towards, but clearly we weren't. And it just makes me sad, brother. Where else are we going to go, dude?
America collapsed. It's really bad for the whole world. Even if you don't live here, people need to understand. That's why the whole world follows American politics.
I think the reason they don't pay the debt off is they can take it to a point where it's astronomical. When the dollar collapses, it takes all the paper money with it and forces them to come together at some type of conference and push the world into the digital currency age.
They're working on that now through
So enjoy your trading and your meme coins and your NFTs and all the other nonsense, because you're building tomorrow's prison.
They want to put
the expense of today's greed.
Yeah,
enjoy crypto. Enjoy it. And if you think that they can't manipulate that and control it, you're delusional. It's Bitcoin. They can't. How about if they make it illegal? Okay, let's just say they're right about Bitcoin.
It's
how about
doors.
If they make it illegal for any corporation to accept Bitcoin? What happens to the value? The only reason the value is skyrocketing is because of the speculation that this company takes it back. All they got to do to manipulate crypto is say that it's not allowed to be accepted. Certain countries had to do that at the beginning, by the way.
Yeah. They were manipulating in Epstein files. He's literally manipulating.
He's mentioned that. He was mentioned.
Now, he didn't fully take it over, but he was in the process of doing things to slow it down, to mess with it.
So if you think that these same people, and you believe in fairy tales of some Japanese wizard, bro, that just coincidentally, just some Japanese wizard.
Some people that disappeared, doesn't want anything.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz, yeah.
I know. People get mad at me when I mention this. And I have some Bitcoin. Don't get me wrong. It's like
the devil moves slow, bro.
Yeah.
He's got to inch you.
That's what I've learned. It'll take hundreds of years.
He's very patient, bro. He's very patient. This country used to have morals, bro. America used to have morals. Leave it to Beaver was television. Huh? You turn on, you see Beaver and, the Brady Bunch. Like, people had morals, bro. Okay, what we're seeing in today's television, if they would have even just in the 80s started playing some of this stuff on regular television, there would have been riots in the streets. But when you destroy the family unit, it takes a village to raise a child. Now there's no more village. Everyone's for their own ass, in their own world, locked in their own echo chamber. Morality's gone. Family's gone. Divorces through the roof. Lust is through the roof. Mass shootings through the roof. Generation of bastards. We become a generation of bastards.
I agree. It's been a slow process. Part of it is killing religion. Religion's been mocked, ridiculed. People aren't that serious Christians anymore. That's attacked. The TV, the filth they put on, the music. It's been a slow attack through, last 100 years.
Slow.
Hundreds of years,
slowly,
probably.
Slow. Boiling frog, brother. So, in me, it saddens my heart where we are worldwide. I think the only way out of this mess is to have some type of Christian, Muslim, anyone that believes in the God of Abraham and actually wants to live by those morals, not to believe what one another believes. We'll leave God to judge there. But as far as the morals are concerned, Jake, they are supposed to be the same.
If you believe in Jesus and God, I think we have to unite. To me, it seems like a no-brainer. Otherwise, things are collapsing and it's not going to get any better. I think I do have some hope. Sometimes I feel like black-pilled, but I think the younger people are waking up. There's just not a lot of time is why I'm worried.
No, there's not a lot of time. Like I said earlier on this stream, we're in a race against them building this digital prison before enough people wake up.
Well, you mentioned
and by the time they all wake up and they realize it wasn't the Muslims,
they're working the Swiss bank. Unfortunately, I can't remember what it's called. They're doing these ledgers where of your assets, your housing, your money, everything will be on a digital ledger. So you can't spend anything. That means they could cut anything off.
Meat, bro. Meat. Let's just start with meat. Mm-hmm. Very funny how there's ticks out there supposedly that make you allergic to
seems
red
a
meat.
Odd, huh?
Seems very odd. I wonder if we'll be allergic to the lab meat, though.
Interesting.
I wonder. Coincidentally.
I bet it won't be.
I
think we just picked up a good observation right there.
I wonder if we will be allergic to to the lab grown meat.
Nope. And the bugs.
You better be wearing some long ass pants out there and praying to God, bro. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe what we've been seeing. I can't believe what we've seen since 2001. How fast it sped up.
the what did they pass? What do they call it? The Patriot Act. Very not patriotic. That took our rights away, and it's just been more and more. COVID, we completely failed COVID. That's when I was not political till then. That's when I'm like, that's when I realized something was going on.
If you don't wake up then, you're not waking up.
No.
There's nothing anybody can save you.
I could tell.
There's nothing anybody can tell you. Yeah. If you didn't wake up during 2019 and on, just enjoy. Enjoy right now the little freedom you have left, the little money you got left, the little food, the little limit you have left on you. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Because you don't have a lot of time left, bro.
Okay. Do you think they're going to use this alien thing to help usher it in? Because there's been a lot of talk about aliens.
My greatest
now.
Fear with the aliens is not even so much so. It's more, in my opinion, an agenda to convince humanity they were created by aliens and to not worship God. I believe it will be maybe a tool that the Antichrist uses.
Because mm-hmm.
So there's been God a very, away. Yeah, there's been a very long and slow agenda of trying to convince human beings that they were created by the Anunnaki, the reptilians, and all this other stuff. Where I've covered this on many huge podcasts, on Danny Jones podcast, shout out to Danny Jones, Julian Dory, many other huge shows. Clips of those shows have gone extremely viral. Where from the Christian, Muslim, and Jewish perspective, right, using the old books, speaking of the demonic realm, and that in truth, you cannot be a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew and believe that we are not the aliens. We are the aliens. Because why? If we were in heaven before Adam fell from grace, we were the last ones to occupy this earth. There was already other living species that were here before us. Remember,
he created us last time.
Correct. So from the Muslim perspective, they are known as the jinn. Okay? Yeah. The jinn. It's where the word genie comes from. Yeah. Make good with the jinn and it gives you a wish.
Yeah.
I believe there are human beings on this earth that disguise themselves as Muslims, Christians, and Jews. And really, they are worshiping this demonic dimension. We are in an interdimensional battle. My true humble opinion, this may sound crazy to your audience, in my true humble opinion, if you are someone that believes in the God of Abraham, peace and blessings be upon him, one of the greatest prophets, if not the one of the most important ever, right? The lineage of all prophets. We know that the devil could shapeshift. Yeah. We learned this when we study the history of the first human beings. We know that the first murder on earth happened when Cain killed his brother Abel, because he was jealous about his wife and took her wife. Your woman, enough already. We've been getting into fights and killing ourselves over women since the beginning of time.
Always causing problems.
Since nothing, the beginning of time. Literally think about the wisdom of it. The first murder on earth was over a woman.
Yes. Not
and it still happens to... This is if you're a Christian, Muslim, or Jew, right? We all believe these stories are the same. Remember, these stories are the same. So the first murder was out of jealousy, right? But during that time, that's when he broke off and he started his own encampment. Cain, okay?
Yeah.
The first murderer on earth started his own encampment. And the remaining children of Adam were commanded not to mix with those children.
Really? Okay? Interesting. This makes a lot of sense.
How did they mix when we study the Bible and the Quran? And we study Islam. We study, you know, Christianity, the history, and Judaism. The devil shapeshifted into a man and went amongst the children of Cain and taught them how to play instruments. The Christians sometimes call him the angel of music, okay? The Muslims do not recognize Satan as an angel. We consider him to be a species made from a smokeless fire. Okay, that's how God describes them in the Quran. They're known as the jinn.
Which is very similar to our demons. Would you say that's correct?
Yes, but the only difference is in Islam, they were a species created that occupied the earth. Same thing, cities, wars, they had free will also. We believe from the Muslim perspective that Satan was the best of that species. And because he was the best, and they're different from us, you can't think in human terms, they're made from a smokeless flame.
But they could shapeshift into us.
He was allowed to live amongst the angels for being righteous. That's why when God gave the commandment to Satan to bow, he disobeyed God and did not show respect to Adam and the rest. That's when the war started.
That's when he cast them down.
But amongst that species, there's also ones that are good. I believe when people are doing ayahuasca, and tripping.
I've done that.
Some of them I've seen the working elves, the good ones, and then sometimes they go on elves, bad trips.
But it's angels or demons.
I believe they are seeing what they should not be seeing.
I agree.
The reason they need a shaman there is not the spirits of the ancestors, is you are tapping into the demonic realm. And from the Muslim perspective, not all demons are evil. And I'm using the word demon because Americans don't understand
what I'm trying.
So in the demonic realm, Satan's world, okay, there's good and bad. Angels are a species that can't let God down. Okay. The devil lived amongst the angels. When God gave a direct commandment, he didn't obey. The war started ever since that moment. Their only objective is to take as many of us to hell with them. The evil one amongst them.
That's why they want us to do bad.
From the Quranic perspective, Satan said, I will show you amongst them how many are grateful, meaning the children of Adam. Mm-hmm. I will show you. I will show you how grateful they are. I will attack them from the front and from the back and from the left and from the right. Mm-hmm. Meaning by any means necessary.
Deception.
There are members of our species, of human beings, traitors to humanity, that have aligned themselves with that dimension.
It seems that way.
They worship them through statues and sacrifice. Because to gain loyalty from that dimension, you have to do the most
sacrifice.
The most defiling things you can do as a human being. This war started long ago. Even Pharaoh of Egypt performed what is known as black magic.
Yeah.
When Moses casted his rod down, and Pharaoh brought his magicians, and they turned into snakes, but then Moses' snake ate Pharaoh's magician snakes. Mm-hmm. Ate them. This is in the movie Ten Commandments also. You can watch it with...
Yeah. You see this all over the world, too. You see this in other religions, too. So it's crazy.
You cannot be a Muslim, Christian, or a Jew and not believe black magic is real, that the demonic realm is not real, and that they can impact and influence. They've declared war on our species. Mm-hmm. That's all this has been. This is a battleground, which, in my opinion now, is a battleground between two different species of creation of God.
Yeah,
they want us to believe we were created by aliens. The greatest trick the devil ever played wasn't to convince the world he didn't exist, was to convince the world that he's an alien.
Or we just randomly came together. No, but ayahuasca you mentioned earlier and DMT, it's very, very heavy, serious stuff. It's not like acid, shrooms. I did it, had some strange encounters, and it does not feel fake. It feels like you're really encountering
People do it. I can't name names.
I don't recommend
Hollywood,
it
in a very big film, not the main actress, did these ayahuasca trips, started having the most horrific nightmares for months, and every night
it can stay with you. Yeah,
if I'm lying, may I die?
Lucky you didn't stay with me, but I had a friend where it stayed with him for a while.
I taught her how to make holy water. I told her what to say. I didn't know if it would work. Call upon the one God. Do not mess with these things.
It's the same ones that come to people. Different. There's like five or six different ones that come to people. Is what's crazy. How is it always the same one?
They travel at the speed of light.
Yeah.
Once you start to understand, now the key to unlocking the knowledge of the jinn or the demonic realm is when you study the life of the prophet Solomon. Solomon is a very important figure to understand and study, to understand the world that we live in, the seen and the unseen. Peace and blessings be upon him. So every prophet had a superpower. Moses parted the Red Sea by God's permission. Jesus brought people back from the dead. Peace be upon him. The power of Solomon was to control both dimensions, the dark and the light. He had power over the demonic realm and the human realm.
Yeah.
And this is why they do their rituals on checkerboards, the crossing of dimensions between the dimension of light, which is ours, and the dimension of the demonic.
Epstein, he had the checkerboard in front of his temple, right? You see that everywhere in the owl god.
They want Solomon's power. They want to replicate the ring, the power that Solomon had to have authority over both dimensions. I think they have created ways to open a portal to that dimension where they will allow these beings into our world, or what the Christians will call the bottomless pit towards the end of time. When you study your books and Revelation and all that stuff, I believe towards the end of time, there will be beings that are announced, not Project Bluebeam. They're going to be real.
Yeah.
God knows best, and all glory belongs to God. In my opinion, we're going to see these beings with our own eyes. They're going to tell you, look, they've cured death. They're our gods. They're our creators. Maybe they back up the Antichrist. I don't know. But I can tell you this, and I hope your audience remembers this. If a time comes that you should see someone that says, I am your dead dad. Maybe your dad passed away. Your brother, your friend, your grandmother. I promise you, it's not your family member. it's a demon that shapeshifts to look just like your family member.
Yeah.
If you ever see this happen, know that God is real and that you will fail the test. That there, you cannot see God in the flesh, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, like DMT, they'll try to, it might appear as someone you want to see, like your dead father or someone that you want to see, but then you realize that's not really him.
They have longer lifespans than we do. They follow us, bro. They could be in this room right now, bro. Mm-hmm. They know what makes you cook. And when you become a threat to them, they really focus energy on you. They have legions, bro. The devil has armies that focus on certain things. Murder, divorce, lust. He has a whole army aligned with him. The other half are ones like us. They have free will.
Yeah.
They're like human beings, but they are not human. They're made from a smokeless fire. Something gets some type of electrical current.
Yeah.
Or plasma. I think it ties into AI.
It seems like AI, it sounds weird, AI is new, but it does almost seem like there's a connection there.
We know that the devil's throne is above water from the Islamic perspective. His throne literally sits over the waters, but it's in a different dimension than this. So it's on the earth. They can see us. They can hear us. They can follow us. They can travel faster than the speed of light. They can teleport material matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think we know this from Solomon. When he was building the temple, he used some of them to dive to the deepest oceans to bring him back massive pearls.
Well, doesn't science even show they believe there's different dimensions now and dark matter? We don't know what 95% of the matter is here.
They're
right before
us. Things they shouldn't be playing with, bro.
They're like the accelerator thing where
they're trying to look behind the curtain and see how God built all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the master ain't going to let that happen. They're playing with things they shouldn't be playing with, bro. So I believe they might have figured out a way, whether it be through CERN or one of these devices, that literally can create a wormhole type situation. Yep. Where that dimension will come into this dimension under the camouflage of the aliens are here. What's scaring me is how fast, how much they're pushing this narrative.
Yeah, they're going to push it.
Inofficial releases, White House. All. So my fear is demons coming into this dimension that can shapeshift, which shouldn't surprise any Christian or Muslim or Jew. Shouldn't surprise them because we know the devil shapeshifts.
Mm-hmm.
We know that his species can. And from the Muslim perspective, there's three types of jinn. There's even those that can fly.
Interesting.
Okay? And whatever powers they have in their dimension, if they get into this dimension, they'll have the same power.
Mm-hmm.
But to us, it'll be shocking because...
So they can cross over through portholes. Well, that's what the Aztecs, they would do a sacrifice to bring their demon god in through the portal.
This is my thought after studying this type of stuff over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You have a movement of certain groups of people. They're called New Agers.
Mm-hmm.
They push this agenda, Scientologists, a lot of other different groups, they want to push this agenda to make humanity think they were created by aliens and not by the creator himself.
Yeah.
The greatest objective of the demonic realm is to lead as many people away from the God of Abraham as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on.
They're always talking about these things messing with our DNA. You think they are breeding with us, though? Because constantly you see the same story of these creatures trying to breed with humans.
I think none of this tech is by accident, bro. When you zoom into a microchip, dude, you ever seen those videos?
Yeah.
It's just insane. So where do I make the correlation? I think most of this technology that we have was passed down through black magic.
Yeah.
When we study the life of one of the most important people all of you should read about, his name is Aleister Crowley. And if you don't know who that is, you don't even know the world that we live in.
I just started researching him. Going down these rabbit
holes. His disciples were L. Ron Hubbard of Scientology and, very important, Jack Parsons. Jack Parsons is the reason satellites orbit the Earth. Starlink, which will be the Skynet of reality. Okay, because once that thing's finished being built above our skies, no device on Earth will be able to escape it. Robots will be able to work anywhere on Earth. Okay, and the reason tyrants have always fallen in the past is because humanity usually rises up and says, we've had enough of your shit. But robots take orders, bro. And robots and the Internet of Things to run. So a very scary future is ahead of us. There will be nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Yeah, if the robots and AI take over,
it's not going to matter if the truth comes out. They could even say, and what?
Yeah.
And now Boston Dynamics teamed up with Hyundai. Go ahead.
And they almost want to put it in front of our face, I think, like the Epstein. They want us to almost, they're almost like
Waymos, bro. Look at the Waymos. They're everywhere. Go to LA. Every other car is automated. Those are people's jobs.
I rode one. I didn't like that.
They're people's jobs.
Yep.
The drones that are flying over people's heads in Texas, bringing them candy bars to their house, bro. Literally candy bars to their house. So getting back to the point, black magic. When you study the life of Aleister Crowley and how much of an impact he had on Hollywood, on science, on politics. The fact that his disciple, Jack Parsons, said when they were summoning gods, they didn't call them aliens, but lords.
Yeah.
They were summoning these beings. They would do black magic and occultist stuff.
Yeah.
That he had a vision where a being came to him and said, my name is Belial Dajjal. This is his own word.
Yeah, no.
Dajjal is the Arabic word for Antichrist. Why the hell was he even using that word 100 something years ago? And shortly after that, we got rocket fuel. And he said to him in the dream, you're very important for my work.
So they're sharing.
I'm knowledge. Not making this shit up. Walt Disney was one of their boys too. They were all together.
They're all Freemasons too.
They were all in the occult. They practiced black magic. They're trying to mimic what was being handed down during the Babylonian times. And it's real. And that's how this tech was passed to us. It's not alien, it's demonic.
Over the last couple of years, I've been studying this stuff, and I'm seeing the same thing over and over with all the different stuff. You've just seen the same patterns, different countries, different time periods. It's very interesting
to me, Jake, that Tucker seems to be saying the same type of stuff finally. Welcome to the show.
A lot of people are kind of waking up at the same time. Yeah.
A lot of big right-winged influencers who I do believe in God because they're saying things that at their own risk now. They might have been on the wrong team for a long time.
Yeah, but they're starting to like.
It's never too late, bro.
Oh, yeah. You can, even if you sold out. They use the word
interdimensional. You have people like David Icke.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's more of an atheist, reptilian, but it's still the same story.
It's the same story.
It's still the gem.
I'm not here to say, oh, because the Muslims say it's right. No, I'm saying.
Christians have demons and angels. David Icke thinks it's the reptilian.
Some people, it might be more accurate, more not, but we're talking about
the same. It's all the same thing. It's all the exact same. I had that realization one day. I was talking to a religious guy, and I just talked to David Icke, and I'm like, they're telling me the exact same story.
What greater insult to the creator of the heavens and the earth? Than the being that he cast down, Satan, to get the one that God favored over them to worship them instead of him. Because they're going to hell no matter what. You understand?
Yeah.
There's no salvation for the devil. So they want to take as many of
us with them.
So what greater insult to God than to get us to worship him instead of him? Yes, that's the whole game.
You know, it's bizarre. And like I said, Crowley, he was extremely popular, right?
Dark.
I need to do more research in him.
Bro, there was a lot of evil.
He was doing like sex magic rituals,
and occult magic, sex rituals, black magic. Okay, he went to study in the Pyramid of Giza and do rituals, which, remember, anyone that believes in the God of Abraham, the most hated human being to ever walk the earth was Pharaoh. Pharaoh, ancient Egyptian king. The Pharaoh practiced black magic. We know this. And he said, I am God on earth. Right? Even though he saw God's miracles through Moses, he still denied the one that created the heavens and the earth. And for that arrogance, he will be in the lowest pits of hellfire. Pharaoh. What does this guy do? He goes to Cairo and go look it up.
It's like, I
challenge everyone. Go and tries to summon these beings, bro. He didn't call them gods. And if you pull up the picture of his, well, watch this.
An old Egyptian god.
Pull up Lam. L-A-M, Aleister Crowley.
Oh, yeah. I know what this one
is. And you tell me what it looks like,
bro. Yeah, we'll wait for him to pull it up. That's okay. Long with Aleister Crowley. Yeah, like this was this the pull god he was talking to allegedly? Are we able to see this on the
there
screen?
You go. Pull up that picture. That's right
just
there.
Like what they say, aliens. Okay. That's so crazy.
Okay. My friend,
reality. So that's what they're showing us is aliens.
Okay. He drew this with his own hands. This was the god that he summoned.
Yeah. He had a whole book, right, with his conversation.
He didn't summon a god, he summoned a demon, bro.
Yeah. Do you know what's his name?
Tell me that doesn't look like a gray.
Yeah, exactly. It's the alien.
Tell me that doesn't look like a gray.
Identical.
Why would this guy who's connected to some of the most powerful people in the world, he's on the cover of the Beatles, bro. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Okay. Connected to some of the most powerful people in the world. Connected to Jack Parsons, which is why satellites have gone up to space. And you think it's a coincidence?
No.
Okay. If you look at technology, it was like this.
And then it goes.
As soon as this time period starts where they're doing all this occult shit, it goes.
No, there was lots of this.
It goes it's Elon, with it goes Elon Musk salute. Right, with the hand gesture. It goes.
No, it's all tied in with all the technology. All the technology,
I gave you
the
guys
banking.
A very short version of this. They could check out the whole episode also on Danny Jones.
Okay.
God, aliens, and the demonic realm. This is what's going on. There's been a war that was declared against humanity a long time ago. We have traitors amongst our species that have aligned with the demonic realm. They do blood sacrifices. They defile anything that God made that's righteous in you and your family. They pollute your mind, your soul. They use instruments to enslave humanity. It's not an alien agenda or reptilian, although they do love taking the shape of snakes, though.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where the reptilian comes from. They love taking the shape of reptiles, snakes.
You know, one of Epstein's victims said he shape-shifted into like a reptilian during sex. Everyone's like, oh, she's just some crazy lady. But I mean, look at what he did. It seems kind of unhuman how many connections that guy had.
Aleister Crowley was the Epstein of his time, bro.
Mm-hmm. So there's always been these evil people messing with this stuff. Another one doing something almost identical. You know who was it? Michael or Abramovich too? Michael Aquino. I was going to say.
Who, no, I'm not familiar.
He was part of the Church of Satan, and then he went to summon Satan, and then a god Set came to him instead.
And he mentioned Set too.
Yes, he said that was the real like demon. This guy was military intelligence. He wrote
real stuff.
This guy was high level military intelligence. He got caught like raping kids, doing satanic rituals. The military came and covered it up. He wrote a book, what's it called? Well, basically the book's about psychological warfare against the American people. Is what's weird, he has ties into some of the people from Turning Point. I think there's the Aquino guy. He's got this weird...
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I recommend, look him up. It's like, again, because he called Set. He said, no, Set's the real God, not Satan. He said the Church of Satan is not worshiping a real Satan.
So all of this now is being camouflaged as the push for aliens, the Anunnaki. Mm-hmm. It's nothing more than this type of nonsense that was reinvented. That's all it mm-hmm. is, bro. That's all it is.
So what do you think they're going to do with the alien thing? You think they figured out a way
to open up a dimension. Now, what's also concerning is when we study Gog and Magog, this is also in Christian tradition and Jewish tradition, Gog and Magog, the Muslims call it Yajuj and Majuj, same word, is a species of humans that were supposedly suppressed by a righteous king, something it could have been Cyrus, we don't know for certain. Mm-hmm. And there was a people that were very evil and wicked, and eventually they consumed the whole earth, and a lot of us died because of them. What's interesting to me is that how it might tie in with AI, because one of the prophecies in Islam is that when this group gets out, mm-hmm. everywhere they go, to every lake and pond, they will dry up. I don't know if there's a correlation between AI and them coming out. Ooh. I don't know.
The amount of water they're using right
now. Okay, but the amount of water supposedly these centers use is crazy. Now, also in Islam, the Antichrist is described as having one eye, right? So
AI.
He's physically described as having one eye. I know AI is one of his tools. AI, one eye. The Prophet Muhammad said, I will tell you things about the Antichrist that no other prophet told his people. Because every single prophet from Abraham's, you know, from God, got it, warned humanity about the end days.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their words survived, some of them didn't. He told us, I will tell you one thing about them that no one's ever told their people. That the Antichrist has one eye, but God does not have one eye. AI, technology, definitely a tool. There's symbols and signs in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe with the chemtrails over our head, the manipulation of weather, one of the signs in Islam of the Antichrist is that he will manipulate the weather. He'll tell you, oh, there's a drought here. Mm-hmm. Worship me and your crops will grow again. Mm-hmm. He makes it rain. I think it's all connected, bro. And I think the amount of us that are asleep, when you can't even just look up at the sky and see all the lines every day, how the day is forecasted to be perfectly crystal clear, and yet there's a white film over the sun every day, very few days we get real sunlight, bro.
Yeah, how do they explain chemtrails? What's like the official theory on that?
They don't really say crap about it. I mean, the RFK supposedly mentioned
it. You say you're crazy,
now,
don't talk about it?
But it's like, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist, man. Just look up.
Yeah, it doesn't
just
make sense.
Pay attention.
I haven't really looked into them. I haven't done the
and
research.
And you're going to see it. A documentary came out on Prime, which was amazing. Boring a little bit, but mm-hmm. very informative for those that have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. It's called Climate Trails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is illegal in certain states. Okay? Tennessee is one of them. But it's federal airspace, so even though they pass laws against it in state level, they still get to do what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I would say to the pilots that are flying those planes, you're not saving the world from global warming. You are helping them block the sunlight and the blessings that's in that sunlight that give human beings what they, you ever notice when it's a sunny day, you just feel better?
Yeah, oh, way better.
Okay, but we're not even getting 80% of what we're supposed to be getting from the sun because of how they keep
it's the biggest antidepressant. People where it's raining all the time get depressed.
So even though you're seeing sunlight, you're not receiving the you know.
Do you think it's to like mess with the sunlight coming in or weather?
Absolutely. I think it's to reflect beneficial rays of the sun that make human beings vibrate higher.
Because the sun does make you.
It also makes our bones weaker, and there's a lot of other things. There's certain
vitamin D.
There you go.
That's what's crazy during COVID. They said stay in when vitamin D is what makes us.
I think
sick.
It's the reason why a lot of us feel like, man, things just like everything seems off. I think it's because we're not getting enough sunlight, brother. Real sunlight.
Yeah.
The way everyone says collectively, from coast to coast, you know, things just kind of feel off.
Mm-hmm.
things just kind of feel like off. I think that feeling, that uneasy feeling we have, is because we're literally not getting the benefits of sunlight.
Yeah, I think it's a combination.
Even though you can see the sun.
Yeah, I think it's the sun, the food they're poisoning, people not really exercising, they all of it together.
And look at the strawberries, get, like, dude.
Depressed.
There's some strawberries.
Yeah, they go and spray those with weird...
like, we can't even, like it's so bad in the world that we can't even get fresh fruit or vegetables.
Whenever I travel to, like, third world countries, the food's so much better. I'm sure you've traveled, right?
Yeah, you go, but they're infecting all over the world, brother. These corporations are powerful. You know, having heirloom seeds, being able to, like, it's just, bro, it's crazy.
So I agree it's going worldwide, but still most places you go, the food is fresher.
It is. Like, when I used to go and visit Albania a lot, I would actually get skinnier eating the same crap, burgers. I'm like, damn, I lost 10 pounds.
Exactly. Like, the same. Like Italy, even, you know, eating the pizza, you'll lose weight.
You lose weight. Weird. It's just crazy, dude.
There's chemicals in the food, bro. Yeah. And you're probably right. It's probably going worldwide.
And of course, they couldn't go. Nestle owns like half the water of the world, bro.
Mm-hmm. You have a few companies owning it all.
Water, bro. Yeah.
Anything else we should hit before?
So we're fucked. I mean, I'm just going to say it.
You know, we're going to get through this. We're going to.
We're
trying to think of how. I'm trying not to be black-pilled, but it's hard sometimes.
Christians, Muslims, any true believers of God. Like,
do you think that can help? I know Bryce Mitchell said he was under demonic attack.
It's the only chance we got, bro.
That's when he said he called Jesus' name and it stopped the demonic attack. And I know he 100% believes it, you know? And I know Bryce also was.
He's fighting this week?
Yeah, this weekend. He's a great guy.
Damn, I wish I was in town for that.
Yeah, you're going to meet him right now, possibly, right?
I think he's going to Sean Kelly's. It'd be cool to meet him, man.
He's a great guy. Like, I know.
I don't get offended, man. I'm like used to being attacked. And a lot of times I know, like, when certain people are saying certain things, it's really just a lack of knowledge.
I don't think he attacks Muslims.
No, not him, but just people in general.
Like, Sean Strickland.
Yeah, like I met him with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was training that day.
Yeah.
I was at his fight, too. So.
Yeah, no, I like Sean. He says some things.
One thing you got to give Sean Strickland props. He says what the fuck he says, bro. Like, he believes what he's saying, and he'll say whatever it is. Like, so, to me, I'll respect anyone.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I have to agree with everything or whatever, but if you have the courage to literally say the type of stuff that he says,
yeah.
Like, it's not popular to say some of the stuff he says. Well,
and his views, his views are changing, too. Yeah. Like, he was...
No, but I'm saying, like, in general, I'm talking about people that are not awake.
Oh, no, I love guys like that. Like, we can clash occasionally because he's so crazy. We're both strong personalities, so every now and again we clash, but as a whole, I really like him.
And I was at that fight, and in my opinion, he did win that fight.
Yeah, like he's...
I was there. So.
No, it was close.
I was 10 rows up, bro.
I agree.
It's pretty good seats.
Yeah, I almost came to that. Should have came.
We would have hung out in the city, bro.
Got in some trouble. No, but Sean, he is waking up in the whole Israel thing because we used to argue over that, and now he's saying things like...
He's posting stuff?
Oh, yeah. He says he'll never vote for an AIPAC candidate anymore. He's gone hard against Israel in the last, like, few months.
I don't think anyone... Listen to me, brother. I don't care if it's Albania where my family comes from. Mm-hmm. No one should have the type of influence on America.
No,
it's like enough. Like the country's bled out enough. We're in debt enough. We fought enough wars. Like, we either turn ship now or we're all gonna be done. Cooked.
We just don't gain anything from it. Plus, they're clearly just evil. You know, genocide. Not all people over there, but their country.
There's a lot of righteous among them too, Mo. But they need to be more vocal.
They do.
If I can call out terrorists as a Muslim, and a Christian can call out clergy that have done horrible things in the name of Christianity. Mm-hmm. I don't consider that priest that touched a kid a Christian.
No.
I consider that a Sikh piece of shit that penetrated the church and used the guys to prey on innocent children. Yep. I'm not going to blame the faith for that, but you shouldn't be blaming me for a couple rotten apples either.
No.
And when rotten apples from your side do the same shit, you won't even call them terrorists. It just happened in San Diego. Mm-hmm. You have the Muslim community in Texas being targeted because of people like Jake Lang, Valentina Gomez, different lobbying groups. Governor Abbott, that should be more worried about securing the state than the few Muslims he has living there. That by the time Muslims are a perceived real threat in America, I promise you, we won't even fucking be here.
Yeah, there's not even that.
We won't be. We'll be fucking bankrupt, starving, and probably enslaved into a global system. By the time there's enough Muslims to even do the type of damage that they're even trying to make it seem like they could do in America, unless they do a false flag. The amount of Muslims that live in the U.S., there's not even enough to create the chaos these people are talking about.
So you're not trying to, like, overthrow us?
Bro, if I wanted to go live there, I would go live there. I'm an American first. And many Muslim Americans believe that way.
I know a lot of Muslims, they all feel that way. You actually went, you and Sonny went and did that film in Dearborn.
We exposed it, bro.
That was actually great. I was going to go to Dearborn, but after seeing you go there, I realized I didn't need to. Because everyone
Jake's a loser, dude.
Everyone, because you were asking all the white people, oh, how about this Muslim? They're looking at you like, what are you talking about? Like, everyone's getting along great, hanging out.
It's just crazy to me, man, but it's worked.
It really has.
The agendas that they've lit, the movies, the this, the that, the music, to create this animosity. Yes, I'm not denying the industry, but it's not also the way they're telling it. No one's denying Middle East history, but to me, they should be ashamed of themselves. 5 years after the life of the Prophet, there wasn't a single Jewish, which I call children of Israel, family in Jerusalem. Omar al-Khattab. Google it right now, you're going to see if I'm lying. Omar al-Khattab. Can you do it?
Oh, sorry.
Maestro. Omar al-Khattab resettles Jewish families when he takes control.
This 5 years after the life of the Prophet Muhammad. Only 5 years. So if it's in our doctrine to hate Jews, why would we go and bring them in?
Well, there was tons of Jews living throughout the Islamic world until...
Type in Jews.
It was after Israel that was created that most of the problems started popping up. And a lot of that was Mossad was coming in, bombing their own Jewish communities.
Scroll down. No, go up. What I mean is, like, expand that. Show more. Go down. There you go. He resettled 80 families back when there was none there. They were taken out by the Byzantines. The Romans destroyed the church. We had nothing. I mean, the synagogue. We had nothing to do with that. Muslims didn't destroy the synagogue. That was destroyed by the Romans. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the Muslims that pushed them out of Jerusalem. It was the Byzantines. 500 years, they weren't allowed to be in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. After they got control through Omar al-Khattab, negotiated taking of Jerusalem, they brought back 80 families, bro. So how is that in the doctrine of Islam? It's not.
Back, where's your mind?
Yeah, David. Oh, dude. Fucking, he's hiding it. Why do you think they're so obsessed with rebuilding the temple?
Of course, the one negative thing there's going to be their paper. But guys, scroll down. Scroll down. It won't tell the amount. Go look for more sources. Yeah, I'll tell you right there.
Yeah, there was very few problems in the Islamic world and Jews until after Israel was created.
Oh, even Albania was predominantly Muslim during the Holocaust.
Really?
Okay. Not a single one of them were allowed to die in our land. Throughout history, when they were chased out from the Inquisition, they left and followed the Turks back to Turkey. Mm-hmm. Given refuge during the Andalusian time period, which, by the way, if you study very fascinating history in Europe, there was a golden age. Mm-hmm. So the Goth kingdom, before it was called Spain, they were having a civil war. I didn't know this, bro. I was always taught the Moors took over Spain. No, what I just found out recently was that half of the Goth kingdom, which was present day Spain, didn't recognize the other half as the right ruler. They didn't want that other person, the other king. So they said, the Moors come.
That's how
they worked with them.
Yeah, that's always how
they worked with them. Then the Moors took over. They allowed all three faiths to practice, which is why Spain today is still the most Catholic country in the world. They'll sell you the story that Islam was fled by the sword.
Yeah.
Okay. That there was plenty of times throughout history that the Muslims could have wiped out Christians or Jews. Like when Salahuddin reconquered Jerusalem. And remember, when the Christians took control in the first crusade, they wiped out every Jew and Muslim, man, woman, and child. The movie's called Kingdom of Heaven. If you don't have the intelligence to read, go watch the movie Kingdom of Heaven with Orlando Bloom, and they reenact that very scene. He's like, if I surrender to you, you're not going to kill us like we killed Jews. He's like, no, that's not what we believe. No Muslim that's a Muslim can kill women and children.
Yeah.
Blow up a church, a mosque, a synagogue.
Yeah. Mistreat prisoners.
Can't. A monk, a nun, rape. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, none of the prisoners, Israeli prisoners.
And I don't judge Christians by the history of some of their rulers, bro. Mm-hmm. So this is the hypocrisy. That's all I'm trying to do is point out the hypocrisy. We're in 2026. Mm-hmm. Let's find the common ground. All of us are going to lose in the end. Both sides. Focus on the real godless, no moral having, sky poisoning, food poisoning, destroy your children's mind. Destroy marriage, destroy everything, suck your blood with this and that and interest. Focus on that shit. Because by the time there's enough Muslims in America, I don't think America's even going to fucking be here on the course that we're on right now.
It seems that way.
Okay, like we have years left, if that.
Yeah, 10 years maybe.
Okay.
It's hard seeing going past 10 years with our debt, with all the everything. I hope I'm wrong. I just don't know what would change it.
Bro, the average American has less than $500 in their bank account.
That's crazy.
That doesn't mean they're still not in debt. That means just in their
500
account.
Plus debt. Oh, that's right. So they're negative money.
They just have that
with $500. Nothing really, like
dude,
dinner.
McDonald's costs $60 now, bro. I mean, I don't eat that shit no more.
No, I remember getting fast food with family not long ago.
I can't eat McDonald's anymore because they put propylene glycol in all their shit. Mm-hmm. How do they even put these chemicals into food, bro?
That's the crazy part when I start realizing.
Where's these agencies are supposed to protect the American people, bro?
Yeah, because a lot
like, of you're worried about the perceived threat that they're telling you, but you're not worried about these agencies are supposed to be protecting us. Mm-hmm. Their job, they swore oaths. These fucking hypocrites that are in power that swore an oath to the U.S. Constitution to protect the American people at all costs. I'm praying the veterans are paying attention. I'm praying that the average American's paying attention and they don't allow this country to be ripped apart, bro. Because they could plunge us into a stupid war too, which all of us are trying to. I don't think violence is the way out. No violence, no extremism. I'm against all forms of extremism. I condemn all extremism from all extreme groups.
Revolutions are never good. I mean, occasionally, but usually it's just violence. And sometimes, even worse people take over.
I don't know if you've ever lost family in war.
I haven't.
I know what it's like to get a phone call and find out people you love were killed.
That's terrible.
You know, and I lost some really close people to me in the Kosovo War. That's a feeling I hope no one ever has to go through.
No, we want to avoid
war. We want peace on this earth. We want peace. This country, dude, we're so wealthy, man. When I drove from New York to LA a few years back, I was just like, what a magnificent country, man. My God.
Oh, America is great. We're like the greatest country in the world, but we're slipping and we need to save it quick.
It's time to bring our troops home, stay and mind our own business. And fucking repair and there's no way out with paying at this
point. We can't pay it. Do you think we could solve things through political solutions? Not the debt. We'd have to just like not pay it. Prayer, political, cultural. That's what I've been thinking on.
I don't know what we're gonna do.
I don't have a good solution. Obviously, there's black magic. Is there good magic? It's probably too risky to mess with.
Good magic is following the 10 commandments of God, bro. Mm-hmm. We follow those 10 simple rules, we would not have the problems we have. You know, one of the 10 commandments, right? It's Old Testament, right? Mm-hmm. Was you shall not bear false witness. Now, I ask you, it's not just saying, oh, I swear to God, Jimmy did this and he didn't do it. I'm talking about when you can stand in front of a camera and make up lies about entire populations of people and call for their destruction. You have politicians in America saying that every Muslim should be kicked out and killed and banned and this and that. And if anyone said it about their group, they'd be in prison.
If they said about Jews, you'd be arrested the way these people talk about Muslims.
Someone that's been a part of this country my entire life. My family has been productive. We've been nothing but peaceful citizens. We root for America. Mm-hmm. I have family that served in the military for this country. I have an active member right now in her 30s in the Navy. And I'm not American, bro. I guess the African Americans aren't either, because the majority of those black slaves that were brought here were Muslim originally. But watch Roots again if you guys don't remember. He's like, don't you be praying to no Allah, Lamar, whatever that actor is that was on.
We know who made Roots. It wasn't Christians.
But that one scene, I mean, that is in essence really what happened. So Muslims have been here since day one, bro, but in a different capacity. They were picking cotton for free.
You know, I agree as a whole, they're not a problem. Of course, there's some bad Muslims.
First country to recognize the independence of U.S. was Morocco.
Interesting.
A Muslim country. The oldest alliance this nation has. The first international port that America had was from a Muslim nation.
Yeah, we had.
Imagine if we didn't have an international port to trade when we're a brand new country.
Yeah, it would have
been bad. It was dangerous for Morocco because back then the U.K. was still a superpower and their navy was extremely powerful.
We didn't have any problems till the 40s with Israel. And then we started having problems. We're like, we need Israel because the problems in the Middle East. We only have problems in the Middle East because of Israel.
I pray for peace. I pray that those people listen. And there's a lot of them. You got to understand too, bro. There's a lot of them that were born post-World War II. They saw the chaos. They're fed all this shit. They think the whole world wants to destroy them. They think everybody's out to get them. But they'll deny 1,400-year history of Muslims and Jews cooperating and protecting them. They'll fucking deny that whole thing. But God forbid we misquote one thing about World War II or anything, we're fucking evil. But they're going to deny that literally the faith that they want to demonize right now was the faith that returned them after they were pushed out for 500 years, only 5 years after the life of the Prophet Muhammad. So I ask you as a non-Muslim, how can Islam teach Muslims to hate Jews when it was only 5 years after the life of the Prophet that they brought them and resettled them back in Jerusalem?
I mean,
if you can answer that question, I will do whatever you want.
Even in the 30s, they were like, welcome them into Palestine, going, come in. And that didn't turn out too well. That's terribly a nasty jerk. And we saw how they treated their host.
And then I got them like messaging me, why this? Like, I had friends. I'm not gonna lie, I had friends that I grew up with. Why'd you go on Jake's show? I said, dude, why have you been quiet? as my Jewish friend that I grew up with, that I love.
Yeah.
For 30 years, you sit there and watch my religion being bashed. Yeah. I've never once seen you post. That's not true. And not all Muslims are like that. But now that your ass is finally under the fucking microscope, now that your people are being scrutinized, it don't feel so good, does it?
I never push hate towards Jews. Now I hate Israel. I say they're an evil country, but I think lots of Jews are good people.
Listen, there's a lot of people in there that are not evil either.
Exactly.
Remember, they're under a spell also.
No, I like you said earlier, listen, the propaganda, I agree with that.
If you're born, it's the same thing I tell Albanians. There's a lot of Serbs that were put under propaganda and vice versa. Albanians were under communists, right? Yo, you gotta, like, it's very hard. Like, people just want to judge people and not look at the whole picture.
Understanding how they got there,
it's like, listen, that way. Enough war, enough blood. Fucking nobody's winning, dude. Mm-hmm. Nobody's winning over there. We're all fucking poor. All our people are leaving. So what are we winning? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's winning? Globalists. Who's winning? Elitists. Who's winning? Satanists.
Mm-hmm.
Period. They're winning. Like, these same tactics and tools have been used on multiple peoples, but now it's like on a global level.
No, I agree. And just like you say, most of the Jewish people are also brainwashed by the exact same people.
Listen, it's you got to put yourself in their shoes too, bro.
Mm-hmm. They're told everyone's trying to kill them. They're the victim.
You gotta put yourself in their shoes.
You should do that with everyone, exactly.
It's not a hard... I understand why some of them may feel that way, right? Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. Like, if you
were early age, you're seeing the videos,
and you're seeing boom, 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 and the buildings, and this and that, and right? You're going to think, man, the whole world really is trying to kill us, right? But the hardest thing to do in life, even as just an individual, forget even as a nation or a group of people, is to look in the mirror and say, what part have I played in this? What have I done wrong? How may I have been a narcissist or treated someone with disrespect? Maybe I didn't show enough gratitude or whatever it is about life. It can be done individually.
We should all do this. Everyone should do this occasionally, you know, pause and think about what you're doing good, what you're doing wrong, what you've done.
The truth can be suppressed.
Because it can,
but it can never be destroyed. You know why? Because there is a God above the heavens and the earth. And one thing is, we might pay a heavy price for telling the truth.
Yeah.
But I don't fear them or anyone. I fear the one that gave me
life. Well, we have our souls at least for telling the truth.
I fear the one that gave me life. Because no matter what, this fat piece of crap right here is going to be in a box.
Get you in shape.
6 feet underground a lot sooner unless I start losing these
extra last time you're out here, you almost died during the hot trains.
I almost died on the hot trains. But listen, this chain smoking fat bastard, I might not, if I'm lucky, even if I live to 80, bro, you're going to tell me, bro, my joints are hurting now. You think I'm going to feel amazing when I'm 80? It's never going to be as fun as it was when you were 20, Jay.
No.
So this life that's fleeting, that's why I don't understand these idiots, these elitists. You have billions of dollars, you're selling your soul.
And they want more. It's, I get so confused by
it. It's one of my favorite verses in the book. And woe to them who sold the hereafter for a miserable price. How much better? How many more dinners can you eat? How many different cars are you going to drive? How many women are you going to sleep with?
Yeah, you. After a while, you realize this stuff's all meaningless.
And you trade it for what? Eternity.
So
eternity. What a miserable price. So for me, I'm going to die anyway. Might as well die speaking the fucking truth and fight back.
Couldn't agree more.
Podcast.
Before we wrap, where can people find you? What are you doing now?
If I don't get whacked, you can find me at beklover.com. Because anyone comes on your show that goes up, the value to take them out. No, I'm
just he was with Jake Shields. Take that guy out.
Right away. B-E-K
Lover. Not Jake Lang. Jake Shields. Not Jake Lang.
B-E-K Lover.
Jake Lang's his best friend.
You can also go to at B-E-K Lover NYC on Instagram.
I'm going to get you and Jake Lang hanging out.
Yeah, dude. Dude, I just don't know how he doesn't think people can't see past his game, bro. Like, dude, like, it's pretty obvious who he's working for and what he's doing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He's called me a few times trying to come on. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't even hate the guy as a thing. I just think some of it's a little.
Shout out to the Albanians worldwide and the companions.
Cool.